right and the ring. So just a pass the thing on the left hand side. Be careful who you drink with, who you spill the wine. When you play the politics, just remember who you are. Existential war, class war. Put a happy mind who you bring to the table. Them heart is unclean and their mind is unstable.
We got fashion in our midst.
Oh yes we do.
Fashion in our midst.
Yes we got
fashion in our midst.
What am I supposed to do when you give me nothing? I can only try, but trying takes two. You and I, we've been to many places together, but I want
double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Roundabout the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the Planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
1, 2, 3, 4 time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard. I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Pretty soon I learned cautious discretion when your first crush crushes the man.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Good morning, everyone. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and you are back with another episode of Chit Chat every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I almost said that the show started at 10. It does not start at 10. It's actually 11 right now. Good morning. How is everyone doing? I love you guys so dearly. Today on the show, guess who I have? I have Mary Kate Dev, my roommate. Hey, Mary, say hi.
Bro, yo, what's up?
Hi. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got a second for the I've been trying to get you on the show for a really long time, but I keep forgetting, and also I don't ask. You're my first guest on the show so far, bro. How do you feel?
Bro, I feel great.
Dude, I also feel great about that. I'm happy to have you here on the show where we end chit chat. So now we're gonna engage in chit chat. How's your day? That's a stupid question to ask because our days started at the same time pretty much, and I already know what you did today.
Which is nothing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was up an hour before you, but I was just laying in bed, so I don't know if that counts as like a day. Yeah.
Bro, we should freestyle.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. Beatbox, bro.
Okay, are you ready for this, bro?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
So we're back in the studio chatting. I'm here with Mary and we got it. Yes, we about to chat, nick-nack, paddy-whack. About to throw it at the park and throw it right back. Ooh, I'm feeling a little hungry. After this show, my show will get hot. I lost it.
Bro, you should make that your theme song. That was great.
I should make a theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, I should totally beatbox on my intro.
Yeah, you gotta think about that.
I wanted to make one of those intros that you hear on, like, regular radio where it's like, you are listening to the Doug Godley show. Like, something like that.
Bro, that'd be fire.
But I'm just like, I don't even know how you get all those sound effects, you know?
Bro, you can make them.
That's true. I definitely actually have the ability to do that. But yeah. I feel like it'd just be like a hassle. I don't know. Yeah, I should probably do that. Does anyone else have a show intro? I feel like no one has a show intro.
I just have like the same thing I say every time I log on.
Yeah, I just have like a oh, you're listening to Chit Chat. I gotta let them know. Gotta let the people know.
Yeah.
I should get an intro. Hey, whoever's in the production team, hit me up.
Bro, wait, this is low-key. I think you're onto something. We should pitch making show intros, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think nobody wants to do... Well, I think the reason I don't do a show intro is because I have to go talk to the guy who does the show intros. I gotta be like, can you help me make a show intro? And he's like, sure.
Is there a guy?
Yeah, it's the guy of the production department.
But do they ever make show intros?
Well, I know they can help you make them.
We could also make them. Can't we just make an audio file?
Probably. Well, that's what I was thinking of doing, but then, you know, I don't want to make the audio file, and then I have to send it to them, and they'll be like, this is the wrong audio file, and I go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'll just, like, go die.
Well, like, okay, don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
You could just ask them what file they need and then send that file. Okay, well, I could talk to him and ask him what file he needs.
No, I'm gonna do it, bro. But we should get on that. Hey, If anyone has a show intro, call in right now to the studio at 607-436-2711, bro. Anyways, do you have a show intro?
Do I have a show intro?
Yeah.
No, every time I log on, I say the same thing, though.
Wait, what do you say? Oh, yeah.
I go,
tell the people when your shows are.
Yo, I got a show Sundays at 11 to 1 and Wednesdays 8 to 10 p.m.
Are they both Vantage Point or
no.
They have different names?
Wednesday 8 to 10 p.m. is Vantage Point. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. is Back Porch Breakouts.
Ooh.
And that one is all country and up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, yeah. I love my but, beer and I love all right. my wife.
But when I log on.
My truck and I love my life. I'd listen to that, actually.
You listen to what?
Nothing. I would just freestyle.
You would listen to that song?
That was kind of beautiful, wasn't it?
You know, they got country rappers now. That's like a new emerging
really?
Genre, actually. It's kind of fire. People are hating, but they shouldn't be because it's fire.
Mm-hmm. And I. A lot of people are hating, but they shouldn't be because it's fire. That's true. You got to think about that.
They don't want representation in country music.
No, they don't.
It's messed up.
I'm going to say that I should listen to that. I probably won't ever. But I think it's great that they're branching out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep it new. You got to mix it up.
Yeah, there's a lot of up-and-coming black artists in country music recently.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Finally taking the genre back. Hashtag Happy Black History Month. Well, it's Women's History Month, isn't it? March?
I think it is.
I know. Hey, if you're a woman listening to this, shout out to you, men. No, but you don't get enough props. You don't get your flowers, bro. We love women. And we love you. So if you're a woman, celebrate, bro. You know, it's tough out here. But you're doing it. Word.
What a beautiful message.
It kind of is beautiful.
Yeah.
Shout out to women. I'm really hungry.
Bro, we're going to get Will's Bagels after this. Will's Bach Dining Hall Bagels.
You know that I'm never a Will's person.
I know. I was shocked when you actually pitched getting Will's, specifically Will's Bach Bagels.
Yeah, I just want to. Well, this is the only place you can get a bagel.
Dude, you know what? When I come back from spring break, I'm going to bring Long Island. I brought Long Island Bagels once and you weren't here. You're on the cruise.
Oh, I was.
But.
You ate them all.
Okay, well. I had help. I gave them out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't just eat like 15 bagels myself in 2 days, guys.
I don't know. I would.
I had like two.
One time, this was actually over winter break. My mom bought like bagels for her office or something. Mm-hmm. Like my mom and dad, they both work at the same place. She bought like bagels for the office, but the office when they went wasn't open because it was like a holiday or something. Mm-hmm. So they brought them home. So we just had like 8 bagels and I ate them. Like, I had one a day over the course of a week.
Low-key valid, though.
It was beautiful. I had to stop myself from eating 2 a day, but I totally would have. One thing my mom always loves to tell me is she says, one half of a bagel is equal to 2 slices of bread, so you should only have half a bagel. But why would you do that?
What?
So,
see, I didn't know that, and now you just ruined bagels for me, so.
Well, allegedly. She could be lying, low-key. So. But even if it is, I don't care because I will eat 2 sandwiches, you know? So it's okay. Like, I could eat 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or just 1 bagel, you know? I'm not just going to have 1 peanut butter and jelly. That's not enough. Or like, I'm not going to have 1 turkey sandwich. That's not enough. I'm going to have 2.
Okay, so according to Google, it says it's typically equivalent to 1.5, so I can live with that.
Oh, 1.5. Okay,
yeah, but I feel like it depends on the bagels because sometimes you got really bulky bagels and sometimes you could get a flagel, but that's kind of sad.
A flagel? What is that? Oh, flat bagel.
A flat bagel. Or
I've never had that.
That's great. A lot of people, guys, I work at a bagel store at home and a lot of people will ask you to gut the bagel. So.
Really? Oh, so they can put more cream cheese and stuff in there, right?
Well, a lot of times I feel like it's just because it's healthier, but I'm like, you just took all the bread out of the bagel. What is the point of that? Because then all you have left is, like, the tough outside. And that's, like, the worst part of the bagel. Like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I think the most important part of the bagel is the combination, you know? Because if I was just eating the soft part, like, yeah, it'd be good. But
No, but you gotta have...
I need like a little chew to it. That's what the crust is
like,
for.
Some people will be like, oh, can you take out a little? And I'll be like, okay, yeah, cool, chill. But then if I'm taking out, if I'm gutting the whole bagel, I'm just like...
What do you do with the extra bread? Do you like...
You throw it out. It's such a waste.
What? Are you for real?
When I scoop it out, yeah, what am I supposed to do with it? It's just a ball of random... Like,
I would put it to the side and eat it once my shift is over.
No, dude, I'll get fired. I can't do that. That's like
Why
illegal.
Would you get fired? You're going to throw it away anyways.
I don't know. Well, that's also kind of gross. I wouldn't, like...
You got gloves. It's fine, bro.
I don't know. It would just be like a mushy ball of bread. And
I
kind of like,
love that.
But yeah, we have to throw it out.
Damn. Sometimes when I eat a loaf of bread... I don't do this anymore. I used to do this when I was a kid. I only do it sometimes now. If I got, like, a loaf of bread, like a big, like a hunk of stretch bread or something, I would take the all the center out, and I would eat the crust, and then I would take the soft center, and I would, like, squish it into a ball.
Dude, that's actually so uncoated.
And take bites out of it like an apple.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It's actually insane.
Because it's, like, soft, but then you condense it. So it's like a new form and it's beautiful. You gotta try that sometime and let me know.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah, you should feel good about that. That's how you should feel. Yeah. Yeah, Will's Bagel. Is it gonna be busy, you think? It's Saturday at 12.
Busy where?
At Will's.
Oh. Dude, I call this must hour.
Oh.
Anything post like 11:30 in the dining hall for
must
breakfast
hour.
On the weekends, I classify as must
that is
hour.
So funny.
Nah,
dude.
Because no hate to anyone.
No,
but
that's real.
You walk in and it's all like, you know, people's plus ones last night and they walk in.
Mm-mm.
And like, I'm just witnessing awkward convos and like.
Yeah, awkward convos and no one showered yet and everyone's in their pajamas
yeah.
And it's just musty and dusty.
But
and
it's
we
like,
would just add to that.
But it's no hate because you know what? When I'm there, I can't be judging you because I'm also there in my pajamas, no brush
I'm
teeth,
also there
no shower. Yeah, so no hate. Guys.
That's real. That's
but
real.
I just feel musty when I'm in there post certain time.
Well, usually I go to Mills right after the show because Mills opens exactly 11. At 12.
Oh, 12? Oh, 12
yeah.
on the weekend.
Yeah, 12 on the weekend. So I like it because it's empty and the stuff in there is like fairly fresh. It's pretty fresh.
I've been like really hating on Mills recently. It's just so repetitive.
True, but I'm kind of into that.
But like, again, no hate.
I mean, Will's has been growing. I finally went into the, what is it? The simple servings in Will's.
Oh, I've never been in there.
I went in there recently. It's nice. They just have, like, simple servings and, like, fruit in there. I would go in there to eat, but you can't bring stuff from the main dining hall in there.
Oh, what?
But it's just so nice and quiet in there.
They don't let you bring main stuff in there?
No, because it's allergy safe. It's, like, you know, nothing airborne, nothing.
But, like.
You know?
My kitchen is supposed to be allergy safe, but you can make stuff with.
I guess it's not that allergy safe, just a little bit.
Well, I guess it's just allergy friendly.
It's just that you can cook your own food to like
That's
your
true.
Own.
But they have a whole allergy.
Yeah.
Fridge.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I don't know how you know. Not cross contaminated, it actually is though.
That's true. Probably very cross-contaminated, actually.
Yeah, extremely.
But that's okay.
That's fine, though. You know, because it's all going to be okay. So.
Hashtag facts.
Hashtag facts.
Yeah, can we talk about that? About saying hashtag out loud?
Hashtag, sure.
I'm a proponent, I think.
You like it?
Yeah, if I want to hit a hashtag, I feel like.
I love saying hashtag out loud.
Yeah, what are your top favorite hashtags out loud?
Hashtag true. Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, I was going to be online.
Hashtag real AF. I don't know what the fifth one would be. Hashtag. Yeah. I love saying hashtag. I love saying LOL, which I will say as lol out loud. I love saying lmao. It's great. What are your top five hashtags?
Ooh. Hashtag grateful. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag true that.
Hashtag true that. That's a good one.
Those are really the top. Those are the holy trinity of hashtags out loud.
That's and a pretty then, good combo.
I don't know what my... I feel like I change it up. The top, the bottom two on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What hashtags do you think I say the most?
I think you say hashtag...
I love hitting the hashtag blessed, hashtag grateful.
I was going to say, I think you hit the blessed and the grateful
a lot. I'm just blessed and grateful.
And plus the Hail Mary, too.
Hail Mary?
Or what is it when you cross your thing over your chest?
Oh, when I do this?
When you make the cross. Well, I can't see because there's a big monitor in between us.
That's the sign of the cross.
Yeah, bro. Hashtag blessed and then the sign of the cross.
The Hail Mary is not prayer. It's the Holy Mary.
That's not a prayer?
Actually... You know, guys, that's not true. It is called the Hail Mary. Let me chill.
Oh, 20 I'm still Hail Marys, waking 10 up. Our Fathers or something.
It is the Hail Mary, but the Hail Mary goes into Holy Mary. The verse changes.
Oh.
Always trips me out.
Hail Mary, Holy Mary, yes, I get it. It's in the Mary, yeah, Harry, Mary.
Mm-hmm. And I should know this. It's in the name.
Yeah, you should know that. You gotta know that.
Yeah, I know that. Hashtag true that.
Hashtag true that. You know what? I will go to Mills if they have pancakes.
Mm.
Oh, let's look at the food.
You'll go to Mills if they have... You think Mills has pancakes, bro?
Sometimes they have pancakes in my kitchen.
I feel like they low-key be good, actually. I'm just
Mary, it's your goat.
Yo, who's the goat?
Lexi Bull just texted me. Mary has goated bagel opinions. I think I agree with that.
I'm crying. Oh my God. Is Lexi Bull just heard me talk about gutting bagels?
Yeah.
And beatboxing.
Yo, anybody who's not doing anything today, come to OK Prom at 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Waterfront. $5 at the door. It's going to be pizza. It's going to be
K-pop. There's going to be pizza. No one told me that.
I'm pretty sure. Is this spoiler? Should I not have said that? Well, I got privy to information that there's going to be pizza. I mean, it's Dexo pizza, but it's still pizza.
It's still Also, I'm a little mesmerized by this drawing, by the way. I've been staring at it for the last 20 minutes.
Can you hold it up? Where are my glasses?
Like, this is going on the wall. I'm going to need you to sign it.
It's good. I think I could probably... Oh, my God. I got to stand up. I think I probably add some more to it.
For those of you listening, I made a beautiful... self-portrait of us.
But it is really cute.
This is beautiful. Bro, and it brings me much joy and whimsy. We look so happy.
Very cute. Bro, we were having a party last night.
Yeah.
No spoilers, but everyone, congratulations to Mary. Yay! I'm clapping just in case you guys are worried.
Thanks.
Oh, what was I gonna do? I was gonna look at the dining hall.
Oh yeah,
story.
Is there pancakes in?
I gotta check.
In Mills is the big.
Oh, it's
question.
Right there. Let me look.
Wait, when are there cookies? Because you told me about that. And is this Sundays?
Cookies is Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wait, so there's cookies Tuesday, Thursdays in Mills?
Yeah, in my kitchen.
Mmm.
Oh, they had fish yesterday, and I missed it.
They had fish.
Yeah.
I'm glad I missed
fish sandwiches.
I'm scared of fish from the dining.
All right, they didn't update the dining the dining thing yet. We don't know yet. Gotta wait a little bit. Oh, but I just closed the story and now I'm looking at an Instagram reel of a guy serving foot-long hot dogs. I'm really jealous. Oh, can you guys hear it?
What up? What'd you say?
He's serving a foot-long blizzard.
Everybody wants VIP parking, all right, bro? That's
too damn. he's putting ketchup on it? Okay. Hold on. Mustard? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Shredded cheddar, pepper jack, or nacho?
Oh, did you just hear that? Shredded pepper, shredded jack, or nacho cheese? He wanted cheddar.
Pepper jack, bro.
The cheddar looks pretty good, though.
I don't know. I feel like you gotta hit him with the pepper jack.
I feel like I've never had an official chili dog, you know?
I've never had them. And I worked at a place where we served them all the time, and I was, like, grossed out by the way they made them, so I just never ate one.
What you told me about that place was... You know, I probably wouldn't eat there, so...
Right.
Maybe you should just try a different one.
But support local businesses, guys. Maybe not that one.
Maybe not that one.
Not that one.
You know, there's other ones out there.
Bro, look how good this looks, though.
Oh! That was great. Guys, I totally forgot. We ate pancakes this Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was so good. Was that Tuesday or Wednesday?
That was... No, that was Wednesday when I didn't make it to management.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday, Mary didn't make it to class, unfortunately. She was feeling ill. And then my class got canceled. So I was like, Dude, what if we go?
It was a sign from the universe.
What if we go get pancakes and we go shopping for OK Prom? And we did just that. I now, no spoilers, guys, but I have a super OK Prom. I'm so excited. So excited. Anyways, and we got pancakes. I got 2 chocolate chip pancakes, 2 eggs over hard. And I was like, oh, do you have turkey sausages or something? She was like, oh, we have turkey. I was like, okay. I thought she meant like turkey bacon. I get the plate and it's just like deli turkey that's been fried. I was like, huh. Okay. It was good though.
It was good. Lucky good deli turkey though.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Got that on my sandwich and I was enjoying.
Oh yeah. What did you get?
I got a turkey, egg and cheddar on a everything bagel. It was pretty fire.
That sounds really good. Oh, did I tell you? This was a while ago. I was at Seasons. I was getting a bagel at Seasons.
I low-key love Seasons. That's my favorite on campus.
Also, I'm place. Out of dining dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'm way past.
I think I have like 70 dining dollars left. And we still got like 10 weeks left.
I'm pretty sure I'm at like negatives.
Like, I didn't even know you could go into the negative, man.
Well, because you can just add money after the money's gone.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point, I would just go buy a bagel from off campus. Like,
I low-key like the bagels here.
True. Well, I also don't know where there's any other bagel spots off campus.
Honestly, I don't think
because I like Latte Lounge bagels, but I'm like,
I don't think they're that much better than. Okay, but to me, because I'm from Long Island, and like not to sound like this, but just like the bagels, they're just not the same as at home. So I feel like,
yeah,
I'm not really that picky with the bagels up here because they're just. They're not Long Island bagels at the end of the day. So that's
true.
Okay.
So I guess you don't even really have to be picky because they're all the same amount of badness. So it's okay. Yeah. Dude, at least it's not Syracuse bagels. Syracuse bagels suck.
I'm kind of scared of Syracuse bagels.
They suck. I mean, unless you go to specific, there's like one place you can go to is Water Street Bagels in Syracuse. And even those are like hit or miss. I feel like just don't get a bagel anywhere in Syracuse because you're going to be disappointed. So tiny and so like sad.
I've never been to Syracuse, but I haven't heard good things about bagels anywhere that isn't like New York City or Long Island. Yeah. So
it's true. I'm wondering if Syracuse has a thing. You're like, oh, Long Island has bagels
and pizza.
Well, everywhere has pizza,
but like not like Long Island has pizza. What in the city?
Isn't that
pizza?
New York City? I feel like that's New York City.
Long Island pizza and city pizza is not the same thing.
Are they different?
They're different.
How?
And anyone who says otherwise, that's not true. They're different, guys.
I had some good New York City pizza. I did. Where did I go? I went to Bleecker Street Pizza. That was good. I went there a couple times. Got Mama Two's, and they had the big squares.
Ooh, square pizza?
Yeah, it was like big. It wasn't, who was it? It's like Sicilian or something?
Oh,
it's like
kind of
thick.
Yeah.
That was good.
I don't like Sicilian, actually.
Well, I enjoyed that.
I like grandma pizza.
I was just going to say I had a grandma slice for the first time.
I love grandma pizza. That's good.
What's grandpa pizza?
Grandpa pizza is like, wait, hold on. I actually knew this and I forgot. There is, hold on, let's look this up.
Well, grandma's pesto and.
Grandma's not, what?
Wait, what's on the grandma pizza?
I feel like it changes, but normally it's like square pizza. It's like thin Sicilian usually.
Well, let me look this up. I thought grandma pizza was, it had like pesto and the white cheese on it.
Grandma pizza is thin crust, crispy and wait, what? It's cheese and sauce, but it's like thin. That's what I thought. It's just like simple.
It's just thin. That's it.
Yeah. It's like, it's square. It's less dough, less sauce, less cheese, basically. And then grandpa pizza is thicker with more cheese.
Grandpa's a little fat.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, and breadcrumbs. And sausage.
Oh, sorry.
They usually put meat and breadcrumbs on grandpa pizza, and it's, like, thicker.
Ooh, breadcrumbs.
So it'd be, like, I think grandpa pizza is, like, eating Sicilian, but with breadcrumbs and sausage. Or some type of meat.
I don't know how I feel about breadcrumbs on the pizza. Like, why are we leaving a little trail?
Okay, how do you feel about breadcrumbs on mac and cheese? Yay or nay?
Breadcrumbs on mac and cheese? That only happens on white people mac and cheese. I'm not adverse to it. You know, a little texture, a little crunch. I go, ooh, but it's not, to me, it's so like negligible. It doesn't matter to me if there's breadcrumbs on it or not. That's not important.
But you can get a nice, like, breadcrumb crust on the top. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't care about the breadcrumb
crust. I know. I usually. I don't make it. I make it with no breadcrumbs.
Oh, you should have got me. I want some mac and cheese, bro. Oh,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we should make some.
I want some. No, because you're going to want loose mac and cheese. No. I want baked mac and cheese.
What do you mean loose mac and cheese? No, I'd bake it.
Oh, thank God.
I feel like you're just coming at my cooking skills.
God.
I can cook, I promise.
No, I believe you, man.
A little bit. A little bit.
Dude, I can cook.
Yeah, I made you cookies.
How are you? Oh, you did. Those were good.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I should have had another one.
I low-key can't bake. I can only make cookies, but anything beyond that is...
Dude, I'm the same way. But I had a, like... I was a teenager. I had, like, a two-year period where I was just baking cakes. Like, every week, I was like, oh, let me bake this cake real quick. And, you know, like, that's everyone beautiful. In my family's, like, diabetic, and, like, no one really needs the cake. I just have cakes in the freezer. I'd be like... Ooh, let me get some cake right now. So, I don't know. Some of them were not great. Some of them were.
What is your favorite? Well, we've talked about this, but your favorite, your number one top favorite cake?
Right now? Ooh.
I got some carrot cake in the fridge.
I do.
This is going to be so good. Do.
I love a chocolate cake. I really want red velvet right now. I really want a red velvet cake. And don't even start. I hear all you in your head. Even like red velvet for you. Do you think chocolate cake with a red dye? Like, you're so stupid. Like, why would you ever eat a red velvet cake? You can just have a chocolate cake. Like, you're so stupid. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
It's going to be okay, bro.
It's different.
Deep breath. I'm not red velvet.
First of all, red velvet cakes has such a small amount of cocoa powder in it. The point of... Yes, you have cocoa powder in red velvet cake, but it's more to enrich in the tangy flavor. Why are you coming over here? It's okay. During my red velvet cake monologue. Yeah. Wow. Red velvet cake is meant to have a more smoother, a tangier, and less sweet flavor than a good chocolate cake. Chocolate cake is meant to be very rich and, like, dense and moist. Red velvet cake is meant to be lighter, a little tangy. That's why it's usually paired with the cream cheese frosting. Although, personally, I just prefer, like, a whipped cream frosting or plain buttercream on any cake, you know? I'm not a fan of cream cheese frosting. I'm sorry. I like it on carrot cake. That's about it, really. So, but, yeah, I want some red velvet cake. Also, this is very specific. I love chocolate cake. I like Depression-era chocolate cake, which is the cake you would make in Depression era when you didn't have, like, eggs and stuff. I don't know. Like, I don't know if anyone has had this. It's really good. What's in it? It's, like, cocoa powder. You use apple cider vinegar in it and just, like, oil and sugar. And I think you put an egg in it. No, it's eggless. It is so good and it's so rich and you're like, no way this should work. And it does. I love that. It's also very soft. I make it in the air fryer a lot. It's an air fryer cake. Delicious. Yeah. Anyways, sorry about that, guys. What do you think about cake? I'm sorry, I look, you kind of lost it a little bit there. I just really like red velvet cake. Oh, we were talking about pound cake, man.
Oh, did you check? Is it up?
I'd like some pound cake. What's up?
Like the...
Oh, the dining?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Dang.
Not yet, brother. They're teasing me. I need to get in there. Oops. Ooh. Oh, sorry. I got distracted. Sooty Oni Dining. Yo, I'm trying to eat. Oh. I thought that was a picture of you on the covers. You're not on the page.
Me? Oh, please tell me I'm not on the page.
No, you're not.
I got posted on the employee appreciation.
Really?
Yeah, real. The Insta.
Where are you an employee of?
No. It was like they went around to a bunch of random kids eating in the dining halls and asked them to say a few words of appreciation. I felt really bad saying no because I really am grateful for all the dining workers, but I looked so chopped at that current moment and I, like, worse than usual. And I was like, I was like, okay, because I felt so bad. The woman was going around and I heard her get rejected by like 4 or 5 tables before she even got to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, why do people got to be like that? Say thank you. You guys should be grateful. I am grateful for all of the dining hall workers.
True.
They're all so nice.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to them. Shout out to the custodians. Oh, shout out to the custodians in Huntington Hall because I shattered an entire jar of my body. Oh, I totally forgot about that. What am I going to do? I'm lotionless for the next week.
I have like white people lotion. I don't know if that's really the same.
Oh my God.
But
I have Vicks Vapo Rub, man. I got to fall back.
I have like Vaseline. But I also have, like, regular lotion, but I don't use Vaseline as lotion, though.
Yeah. I've used Vaseline as lotion in sometimes you're struggling a little bit.
I only use it for eyebrows and tattoos. Fun fact.
Oh. What are you even supposed to use Vaseline for?
Eyebrows and tattoos. Okay. I don't know.
My mom would rub Vaseline on my face as a kid because it makes you shiny. But it's like, I don't even think it makes that good of a chapstick.
Yeah, I know some people use it for chapstick too, but I'm a Burt's Bees girl, personally.
Ooh.
That's my go-to. I kind of love peppermint Burt's Bees because it like stings, but in a
good way. I like that. I like when I put the peppermint chapstick on and go, ow. Ow, ow.
Well, I'm not in like pain. I just, it like tingles.
Yeah, but it's
I'm
like, oh. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. I should get some more.
To be honest, I love using body washes and like lotions that like after I use it, I go, ow. Like it's
ow.
Like it's kind of minty. Do you know what I mean? Like not ow, but it's like, ooh. Ooh, ooh. You know?
Extremely interesting.
I had this tea tree oil body wash.
Mm.
And anytime I used it, like it didn't matter what part of my body I used it on, after I like scrubbed it, it'd be like, ooh. Like birds, like ooh, I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny. It's like interactive, you know. It's like ooh.
Never had a body. I did have the shampoo ones. It was supposed to be like anti-dandruff or something, anti-dandruff.
Mm-hmm.
But I had like salicylic acid. Well, you know how I feel about salicylic acid.
True, true, true.
But
shout out salicylic acid
for pimple patches and face care. But it had salicylic acid in it, and like the shampoo and. It burnt my scalp so... I almost just cursed. Oh, my God. It burnt my scalp so bad. But not in a good way. So I was like, yeah, I'm not going to use this anymore. I'll just have dandruff.
Mm-mm.
And I gave up. So.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know... I've been using Dove brand shampoo.
Mm.
It's a pretty good brand.
Yeah, I've used Dove before. My body wash is Dove.
Yeah, I like a Dove brand. I feel like you start with Dove brand and then you get a little money and like, psh, I don't need you anymore. Like, oh, where's Mario Badescu? Get him in here. And then you use the like fancy products. You go, heh. You go back to Dove. And it works. Like the hair wash. I bought fancy like all natural for curly hair. Shampoos, nothing works as good as just like Dove shampoo and conditioner.
I'm a big proponent of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Like,
all about trying new things, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, that's true. Gotta think about that. Sorry, I just yawned. Oh, you know what I want right now?
What?
Some beef bacon.
Beef bacon?
Yes. You ever had beef
bacon? What is beef bacon?
It's just bacon, but it's beef.
I don't like eat bacon. I try not to eat pork in general that much. Yeah. I like turkey bacon sometimes. But like
turkey.
I usually just get turkey. If I'm gonna get turkey bacon, yeah, I might as well just get turkey.
I eat turkey bacon, you know, it's cheaper. I don't love turkey bacon. it's not, like, if I only had turkey bacon, I'd be like, okay, yeah, turkey bacon, but I've had beef bacon.
I like just turkey's my go-to breakfast meat.
It's a good, pretty, it's nice and lean, you know, it's not too fatty. I do like turkey sausage. Turkey sausage is delicious.
Mm. That's the only type of sausage I'll eat, actually.
Yeah, but turkey only bacon like turkey is, sausage. Like, the turkey bacon they have in Wales is absinine, bro. It's not good. It's garbage. It's hot garbage.
It's hot garbage.
It tastes horrible.
The turkey sausage?
Yes, the turkey bacon.
Oh, no, I said the turkey sausage. No.
Turkey sausage is fine.
Turkey bacon isn't great.
The turkey bacon is it's bad not great, here.
But turkey sausage is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a little dry, but it's like, I'll eat it.
Bob, can you put some syrup or something?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, yeah.
Something. Ooh, now I want chocolate chip pancakes and mac and cheese. What a combo that would be. Mm.
Oh, if we go to Mills, we can make mac and cheese, bro.
Dude, should we? Okay, someone cooked up the mac and cheese. They were like,
hold on.
That hack? I would low-key do that.
Let's look at the hack.
Let's pull up the SUNY Oneonta Dining Instagram reel.
I saw the loaded cereal bowls one. That was a bad hack.
I didn't see the mac and cheese. I was kind of down for though.
Well, the loaded cereal bowls was like, okay, get your cereal and put an entire raw apple in it.
What? Wow.
Who's doing that?
I don't know how I feel about it. Okay,
look, they just put a Fruit Loop and cut an apple up in it and put cereal in it.
I'm concerned. That's you know gross. What was like one of my favorite
and
breakfasts
cinnamon.
Growing up though is just what? A sliced banana. Uh-huh. In milk.
What?
And sometimes, yeah, this is what my nana used to make for breakfast all the time. It would literally just be a bowl, and you put a little bit of milk, and then you'd slice up one whole banana. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes, if it was like a special occasion or something, you would sprinkle in a little bit of sugar. It was just banana and milk.
I'm hating on you, but that sounds good. It's just like one step away from a smoothie.
I mean, I get it. No, but it was so good. Like, guys, trust. I promise.
That sounds kind of good. I'm sorry.
It's a childhood favorite.
All right, should we go to Will's?
Can we low-key? Wait, I really want to. Can we make the hack?
They got a dining hall drink hack. Wait, this one is home.
I want to make the mac and cheese.
Let's make the mac and cheese. Okay, hold on. They're mixing Fanta, lemonade.
I was just kind of disturbed by the drinks, though.
And high
you know what? I really appreciate the creativity on the SUNY Oneonta Dining Instagram. So whoever's doing that,
I think they just
I respect
go in,
you.
They just go in there and do whatever.
And you know what? I respect that. Because
okay, hold on. They got feta and tomato pasta.
No.
You don't like feta and tomato? That actually looks
good. No, I don't like cooked tomatoes. I hate hot tomatoes. I don't know what it is. I don't like the texture of it. I don't like the feel of it in my mouth.
Mm,
it's not even like a taste thing, but I like raw tomatoes.
Okay, hold on. They're making popcorn chicken Caesar wrap.
I think the mac and cheese was after that.
Okay, hold on.
I feel like...
Oh, what if you just got a wrap from the wrap station and you put it in the grill? Can you do that?
Like in the panini press?
Yeah.
You could do that.
It's kind of genius.
Yeah, you could like make a little like pocket like wrap in the... Yeah, with a wrap.
Yeah, I might try that.
Yo, can we go to Mills and, like, cook up some random stuff?
Yeah, let's
it?
Go in there and just make some random
can
stuff.
Can we low-key? I got nothing better
than you
do.
Want smash? They got smashed chickpea toast.
That, yeah, I'm not
I'm
feeling
really
that.
I'm really trying to find the mac and cheese one. I feel like that was a while ago.
I remember. It's like that you got milk from the, you know how they have the milk thing
yeah,
next
to the
cereal?
Yeah, you get milk and you get cheese.
You get milk and then you get cheese from the wrap station.
Mm-mm.
And then I think that was low-key it. It was just milk, cheese, and pasta, no? And I think they also got chicken and, like, hot sauce. Because I think it was buffalo mac and cheese.
Oh, they got cheesy spinach dip. But that's a Will's.
You can't always make, like, they don't always have spinach, do they? No,
they do at the salad station. That's where
Oh, raw spinach.
Okay, they got chicken Alfredo. Well, they cook it. Where is this mac and cheese at?
I don't know. My phone is over there, so I...
Okay, I'm searching.
I feel like it was, like, recent-ish.
Oh, four cheese buffalo mac and cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, here we go.
All right, walk us through the steps.
Okay, okay. Get cheese at salad bar and at the deli station that asks for grilled chicken.
Okay.
Half a cup of milk and bring your ingredients to my kitchen. Okay.
Yeah, it's easy stuff. Okay. So you just simmer the milk and then...
Always wear gloves when cooking at a self-serve station and grease your pan with a teaspoon of oil. Okay, heat up your milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, grab your pasta. Okay, once the milk is warm, add your cheese. We use provolone, American cheddar blend, and Parmesan. Let it come to a boil. Okay. Probably add some seasonings. Where is there Parmesan cheese? Once the cheese starts melting, grab a fork to whisk it together. 2 to 3 minutes.
Well, there's Parmesan in my kitchen for the pasta station.
Okay. Once your cheese sauce forms, add your pasta and cook for another 5 to 7 minutes until most liquid evaporates. That kind of looks good.
I know. It does.
Wait, where's the buffalo chicken part?
I know, but I mean, I feel like you could just add hot sauce and chicken.
True.
To make it buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Add your buffalo grilled chicken. Oh, you just get grilled chicken with buffalo sauce on it.
That's okay.
Oh, go to the pho station and ask to be garnished with scallions. All right. I'm going to send that to you.
Okay.
No, I'm going to send it to myself.
Okay, bet. All
right. Ooh. What is this? We're not even doing anything on the show anymore. This is stupid.
We're talking about all the important topics, like what we're going to have for lunch.
Wait, they have dining hall hack chicken and waffles.
Mm. Is it just popcorn chicken?
Well, this is in Will's. So I'm wondering where they have popcorn chicken at Will's.
Yeah, what?
Is it like only when they have tenders? Cook waffle according to instructions. Okay. Oh, should I play the song? Grab chicken tenders that's only, first of all, that's crazy because they only have the waffle early in the morning.
And then they don't always have chicken tenders.
And they don't always have chicken tenders. And if
most
they
of the
have,
time they don't.
If on the day they have chicken tenders and waffles, there's like a 10-minute time period where you could get both of those.
Yeah.
Because the waffles stop at like, what, 11? Not even that?
I've never made a waffle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gotta make you a waffle, man. They're pretty good, actually, but it's just like, you know, you have to get them before they run out because they don't refill the batter.
Oh, so, is that what it is?
Yeah. So it's first come, first serve waffle wise. I can't believe you haven't had a waffle.
Well, I've eaten waffles before. Mm-hmm. You know, a good egg waffle, blueberry egg waffle.
Oh, true.
Well, I used to have a waffle maker. Well,
it's not like a big fluffy diner waffle, though.
I mean, I've made like waffles, a big waffle maker. I don't.
If you go to like an American diner, well, I love pancakes.
I've had waffles at a diner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you get them? What do you get on them?
I get butter. Ooh. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, that's actually not even true. I just lied to you because
what?
I put cream cheese on my waffles.
What?
And I know this is really unpopular.
What?
Some people ask me, I'm like, nah, I put some butter. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I put cream cheese on my waffles.
Cheese? Just cream cheese?
Yeah.
Okay, you could have saved it and said, oh, I put cream cheese and maple syrup.
No, it's just cream cheese. I'm not gonna lie, it's just cream cheese and waffles.
What's wrong with you? What? Eat a bagel. What?
Now I kind of want a waffle. What? I haven't had a waffle in a really long time.
Oh, don't make me mad right now. Oh, yeah. Let me get this beautiful, fluffy, delicious, golden,
and
sweet pastry and put cream cheese on it. You know what's supposed to go on it? Blueberries and strawberry syrup and whipped cream and syrup. Why is there cream cheese on it?
Because it's good. Dude, you can't knock it till you try it, okay?
Don't make me mad, bro.
To put some cream cheese on your waffle.
Okay,
No, I'm telling you, your life is going to be changed.
No, it's not. Hey, there's a lot of things that would change my life. That's not one of them. I can tell you right now.
I kind of beg to differ.
Well, you can differ and you can beg. It's not going to change my mind.
It's good, dude.
Nah. Hell nah. Oh, hell no. Oh.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. I'm so excited for this mac and cheese hack. I'm going to be farting everywhere, bro. Some lactose intolerant. Hey, guys, I'm out of lactate, like the lactose pills.
Oh.
If you want to mail me some, just let me know. Call in, bro, because I don't want to go to the store and buy any. Even though I should.
I was going to say, wait, so we're going to make... I forgot you're lactose intolerant.
But it's going to be okay, bro.
Didn't you have tiramisu? Isn't there dairy in that? Is your milk?
It's like imaginary, so it's fine. It was like whipped cream. It's fine. That was really good tiramisu. If you guys have a chance, get the tiramisu from Hannaford's. That was really good. I got you the carrot cake because you said you like carrot cake, but it didn't look that good to me. So
honestly, I'm kind of excited about it. It looked good to me.
Well, it looked kind of crazy in the store, but I don't know. Also, it got smushed and everything.
Let me tell you, though, that cannoli.
How was that?
It was real good. I think I ate half of one.
Uh-huh.
Because I was scared I was going to get sick. It was a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
But it was really good, dude.
It was really funny watching you eat that. It was like slow motion. You unhinge your jaw and you're like, ah.
I don't even really remember eating it, but I remember the taste of it being real good. So
yeah. Well, that's all that's important is the feeling. Emotion.
I didn't know you watched me eat that.
It's not like I was like, okay, now take a bite. I was just like coming in the room and you were eating it. And I was like, oh.
I didn't realize you were there.
You didn't realize a lot of things. Yeah. Shout out cannoli. Oh, shout out to Lexi Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday I went to go get stuff for Mary's congratulation party and I didn't realize that the bus to Hannaford stops at 6 p.m. And Lexi was like, how do you not know that? You're like a junior. I said, I never take the bus to Hannaford after 3 o'clock. So, you know, my fault.
Shout out to Lexi.
Thanks, Lexi. You saved the whole night. Love you. Let me know how that Calypso was because I couldn't find the Tropicana. anyways, yeah. But, you know, it worked out, so it's fine. I'm trying to think of... Oh, I saw... It's not that important. When I was at the bus stop, I saw a Jeep with a pickup.
Yeah, what color Jeep?
It was red.
Okay.
It was with a pickup bed and lifted wheels, like squat, like they're okay, wide, okay. Coming out the Jeep. That was a stupid car.
I don't know. I would love a Jeep. No. Don't you think I'd tear up a Jeep?
You can I say you would tear
Do
up
I
a Jeep?
Do I give Jeep vibes?
You would. I don't know if it'd be like your perfect car, but I could definitely see you in a Jeep. Ooh, listening to country.
Yo, what is that supposed to mean?
Listening to country, driving down the beach.
Yeah. That sounds so exquisite, yeah, actually.
See, that's you, your Jeep.
That's so fire.
I like a small car.
Yeah, there's nothing like driving a car down the beach. Like, you hate, but let me tell you.
I'm not hating, man. I'm not hating. I'm just telling the truth, man.
So
tell me
good.
You wouldn't get in the Jeep and play country music. Like, you would.
I feel like, well, how do you not play country music if you're in a Jeep driving down the beach? Let's think about that.
There's a lot of ways to not do that.
I don't know, but it just feels like
I
the right
just
moment.
I drive in silence, you know? Just enjoy the walk.
I get nauseous. I actually can't.
If you drive in silence?
Yeah, I can't. I'll, like, throw up. I don't know. I actually don't know what that is. I have a thing about silence. I can't be in it. Like, sometimes...
You have so much stuff wrong with you. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes I'll meditate or something, and it's cool. I'll be in silence. But, like, I can't study in silence. I need the music. And I can't drive.
I can't drive in silence or else I'll throw up.
I can't drive in silence.
That's so interesting.
Well, no. What really makes me throw... If I'm in the car with someone, like, mm-hmm. I'm not... Like, if I'm in the passenger seat... And they're on the phone.
I hate that.
I don't know what it is, but it actually genuinely makes me nauseous.
Mm.
If I'm driving in silence, I more so get distracted and like will start tweaking.
Oh, true, true.
But sometimes I'll also get nauseous. But it's more so if I'm driving, if I'm in silence and I'm like not driving because I think I'm like not focused on anything. Mm. I don't know. But
that's crazy.
There's always music playing in my car.
I hate when I'm in the car and then someone else takes a call in the car.
Yeah,
because
annoying.
It's rude.
So, yeah.
Especially if it's a very long one. That just upsets me. So I don't get nauseous, but that's weird. But not that weird, but it's kind of weird. I don't know. Anyways. okay, great. We're coming to the end of the show, guys.
We're about to go make the mac and cheese.
Oh, I'm going to stop. I need to wash my face.
Bro. Yeah, I need to brush my teeth.
Hey. Common goals.
And wash my face, so I'm with you on that.
And probably, well, I have pants on. I think I'm good. All right. Hold on, let me get it together. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining me on another episode of Chit Chat. I forgot what number episode it was, but it's probably 5 or 6 or 6 or 7. Don't forget, come to OK Prom tonight, 6 p.m., $5 at the door. Cyber dance, bro. Come join. We're going to be listening to K-pop and probably other stuff, too. I don't know. It's going to be fun. What else is going on today? You could go see the play, Stupid Effing Bird. That was good. At 7:30, I think. You can go to the... Don't go to the store, because you can't get back from Hannaford. I don't know, just hang out. No one else go make the mac and cheese, just by the way. If I get to Mills and there's people cooking there, I'm going to be mad. Don't be in there right now. We're trying to get in there. Thank you to Mary for joining me on the show today. You want to say some words, bro?
I don't know.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for joining me on Chit Chat. I'm on Chit Chat every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. My name is Anna, VGJ on air. Mary, tell them what time your show is.
Sundays 11 to 1 and Wednesdays 8 to 10.
Vantage Point and Back Porch Breakout?
Yeah.
That's a good name. I didn't know about that one, actually.
That's tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Ooh. Guys, better be locked in there.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Thanks for listening, guys. I will see you next Saturday. Bye! Say bye. Say bye, bro.
Oh, bye, bro.
Bye.
Kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Bro, I just got an email from SUNY Oneonta IT saying that my account got deleted unless I click this link. Should I?
No! Report it. That's phishing.
But it looks real. It's some support at sunyoneonta-ithelp.biz.
Bruh. Okay. Real IT.